This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora City Council approved the appointment of a new police chief Monday. CPR's Molly Cruz reports the vote came with criticism from the community.
Todd Chamberlain, a former commander in the LA Police Department, will be Aurora's new police chief. But the new chief selection was met with a lot of pushback from residents due to the lack of community involvement in his selection. Alberta Simmons was among the 30 protesters who showed up to the city council meeting Monday night.
How can you not get the input of the black community, whether you agree with us or not? At least get our input. You listen, Aurora Police, you shoot us and kill us as black men. You beat us down as black men, but you don't want to hear from us when it comes to some input of the new police chief in town. That's not right.
Simmons says he has attended every city council meeting for the last 3 months to speak about his godson, Preston Nunn III, who was beaten by police in 2021. Many of Monday's speakers were the friends and family of Kylan Lewis, who was shot and killed by police earlier this year. From Aurora, I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
In Congress, Colorado's Yadira Caraveo is speaking out about having depression, which has gotten worse since she's been in Washington.
It was when I got into that dark place that I decided that I needed the right treatment.
She wants to help lessen the stigma around mental health care, and her story is later in this hour. Labor Day is coming, and Denver's airport is expecting record crowds and expected 450,000 travelers moving through DIA starting Thursday. That's about 5% more than during Labor Day weekend last year. It's a mostly sunny day across Colorado. Around Denver, it's highs in the 80s. This is CPR News.